USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A deadly storm system that has spawned tornadoes and gale force winds has created havoc in four states and is heading toward the east. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
The severe weather hitting the south destroyed the home of Brian and Sandra Verdell in Texas.
I was just coming up, and I was praying, and then a big board back there in the backyard, like, shielded me.
I heard my husband jump on a trailer, and he was like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm buried up under all this stuff."
The storm is now heading for the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec is tracking its path.
Currently, there's a threat today of severe weather across a large part of the eastern United States. We have currently a frontal boundary pressing eastward, and there's a lot of active thunderstorms stretching from the Florida Panhandle up into the upstate of South Carolina and western North Carolina.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election. In Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns. But he said he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
For Christians, Holy Week has begun. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
At the Vatican, the Christian celebration of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem days before his crucifixion was observed as this Palm Sunday dawned. Tens of thousands gathering in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope's message of humility and obedience.
Che però non sono passati attraverso.
Pope Francis telling the crowd not to be ashamed to show enthusiasm for Jesus. The Palm Sunday Mass opens up the holiest week in Christianity, ending next Sunday on Easter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former presidential candidate speaks out on the immigration problem. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria the country's immigration system needs to be updated, and she has a plan on where to start.
I would go to the big tech companies and I would say, okay, you've got, 15 days. Give me a system so that I can keep track of everybody. I'm not going to lose anyone. No baby, no older person. Everybody is going to be in the system, and we're going to have enough judges down there. We're going to have decent housing conditions, and we're going to start hearing those cases.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.